A family of man-made chemicals that can contaminate water, called PFAS, has been front and center in the news across the country and in Wisconsin. On Tuesday, the state legislature said yes to a first step in limiting the use of the most visible source of PFAS contamination, firefighting foams. Then on Wednesday, the state's Natural Resources Board debated how to further regulate PFAS. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
The meeting room in Madison was packed as the State Natural Resources Board took up the proposal to regulate PFAS and other chemicals that can contaminate groundwater. Jim Zellmer of the Department of Natural Resources set the stage for the discussion.
This will include 16 new substances, including 11 pesticides, 2 metals, 1 bacteria, and 2 PFAS, specifically the PFOA and PFOS.
Although the PFAS family of chemicals numbers in the thousands, Zellmer says 2 types, PFOA and PFAS, are the most studied and therefore most ready to be regulated. Zellmer says the DNR is already investigating more than 30 sites around the state contaminated with PFAS. Contamination stems from a variety of sources, including biosolids spread on fields and materials disposed of in landfills.
The main sources include the firefighting foam manufacturing testing up in the Marinette area, military installations, Camp Douglas, Fort McCoy, Truax Field, and Mitchell Field, airports. We have a couple wells, municipal wells that have been impacted.
In Rhinelander and La Crosse.
Nonstick cookware manufacturers. We have the former Mural facility in Manitowoc and the disposal locations, and then also locations of major petroleum fires. We have the Husky Refinery fire that was up in Superior. Also, we just recently had the American Transmission Company transformer fire here in Madison.
Natural Resources Board members did not question the gravity PFAS poses to Wisconsin residents, but some, including Greg Kazmierski, wondered if the DNR can keep up with the magnitude of the problem.
If we set a standard, what tools do we have then to try and reduce PFAS?
The board voted to allow the DNR to draft the groundwater regulatory standards and also approved more measures with a few nuances exclusively for PFAS detected in drinking water.
These regulations only apply to public water systems, not to private wells.
And surface water, such as rivers and streams. Zellmer says that regulation will require the DNR to jump through an extra regulatory hoop.
The uniqueness about the surface water quality standards is if the board approves us to proceed with rulemaking and we work through it and get all the approvals, state approvals, that has to be submitted to EPA. They have the final say.
The DNR has already heard from people, from environmental organizations to industry, through comments and a public hearing. Opinions range from wanting Wisconsin to hold off setting rules until the federal EPA comes up with standards, to wishing the DNR would fold a range of PFAS into the regulation. Natural Resources Board member Terry Hilgenberg of Shawano worries about the financial burden communities might face.
In our part of the world, we have a lot of municipal sewage operations in small communities, which this can have a huge impact on. What my concern is how they're going to pay for this.
Board Chair Frederick Prain anticipates these first 2 PFAS regulations will be followed by many more.
I mean, it's going to go on forever, you guys. The next gen chain of carbon fluorides that they're using in Teflon today may prove to be something they got to worry about 10 years from now. So this is not going to end, stop it. It's as these chemicals come out, it's going to be more and more that we know about it, and more that we want to do about it.
For now, the DNR has a mountain of work handling its first 2 PFAS, PFOA and PFOS. The agency has 30 months to complete the rule drafting process that will include public hearings and analyzing the cost of enacting the regulations. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.